Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's going on? Hey, welcome to this edition of the Chalene Show. It is a Car Smart Friday. We're actually in the car. It's a quiet car, so you know we're not in my car. My car rumbles. It roars like a lion.
How do you get it in your car?
What do you mean?
Because I'm 6'1", and I have long legs, and I got in your car the other day, and I was like...
Dude, it's a step up.
Dude, like... We need to get, like, one of those little extensions that, like, as soon as you open the door, it, like, flops down so you could, like, step up into it.
I already looked into it. They don't make it for that vehicle.
Like, I don't... I'm going to watch you get it in the car.
It's not easy. It is more... Like, I have to take my leg up beyond 90 degrees. Like, it's a thing. See, my mom can't get in the car.
Here's the problem for me, is that the step up is high.
Hey, we should start the show.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to this edition of the Chalene Show. Please put your seatbelt on. We're going for a ride. As you were saying, the step up is high.
The step up is high, but you're short. So you don't have any problem with the ceiling in
your
car.
Yeah,
I do. Oh. So because when I step up in, I have to like, but I almost hit the ceiling because it's not that high.
The vehicle's pretty, I don't know.
No, it's weird because half the vehicle is lifted.
Yeah.
The other half is... the inside interior of the car. So when you're 6'1 and you step up into it, like I gotta watch out for my head.
It's a G-Wagon. But my last vehicle I gave to my mom. It was the snowed out Range Rover. And she was like, I'm selling it. I'm like, why? She goes, because it's too tall. I can't get in it. I'm like, she goes, I have to get a step ladder. I'm like, all right, mom. But Marge is now driving a red convertible VW Bug with lashes on it. And she's in a VW club in the Villages.
And she has fairy hair.
Yeah, she sent me a text the other day. She goes, do you need fairy hair when you're here? Because we're going to go visit them in Villages. I'm like, I'm good. Thanks.
You know, it's always something like when, where are we going to stay?
Yeah. And it's a thing. Meaning, like, am I going to stay with my brother? Am I going to stay with my sister? Am I going to stay with my mom and dad? Like, they fight over us.
Yes. And so it was really good. You gave me... It was so weird that Janelle, your sister, texts and says, hey, what, you know...
Where are you staying?
The only reason why she texts you is because your mom probably texted Janelle and was like, hey, you know where Brett and Shalene are going to stay. So your mom, because anything that has to do with travel... or accommodations or anything, they text me, not
you. Of course, I know.
So your mom texts me, like, during that conversation. So Janelle and your mom had to have been talking.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, hey, just checking in and make sure you guys are coming down here on the 19th and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And where are you guys going to... And I just said, hey, we're going to stay with Matt and Janelle because, you know, we just saw you guys for over Christmas for a long time. And we haven't seen them in a long time. So we're going to stay with them. But obviously, we're going to, you know, all be out doing stuff together. And she's like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Because it could be...
Listen, when our kids... are coming, like, let's say Brock lives in another state and we live in California and Sierra lives in California. If Brock wanted to come and stay with Sierra, I wouldn't be weird about it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, me too.
If your siblings want to hang out together. So I don't ever worry. Here's the other thing that's different about me than maybe my siblings. And if my mom and dad are listening, I love you guys. But if they're mad at me because I want to do something a certain way, that's on them. Like, I, you know, Janelle, if you're listening, Janelle, it'll destroy her. She thinks mom or dad, like, their feelings got hurt or they, you know, might be upset. And Janelle doesn't want to upset anybody. She's just the nicest person on the planet.
Upset Matt.
I know. But Janelle's, like, the nicest person on the planet. And
she is.
I just don't, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not very thoughtful. But, like, when people are mad at me, I'm like, that's their problem. Is that bad?
No, I just think it's just different. It's just the way... people are.
I'm like, it's my life.
Because my brother is more like Janelle that way.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hurt anyone.
He didn't want to hurt anyone. He'd be sensitive.
So
he would totally be like.
And I wonder if that's a second child thing.
Might be.
That's interesting. It or might be middle Billy, child.
Or maybe just the younger. Because Billy would worry about it.
Not so much.
Billy would be worried about your parents' feelings. 100%.
Yeah, he's a little bit more like. I don't know. I'll ask him. It's a good question. I'll send him this episode.
I just think. Yeah, there you go.
Why are there so many massage parlors? Are they all legit?
Massage parlors?
We're in San Clemente right now. There's all these weird, shady-looking massage places.
We are 15 minutes from a Marine base.
Is that, like, so tell me something. Are these really massage parlors? Or are there happy endings happening?
I don't know. I've never walked into one.
I need to know from y'all. It's a little weird.
I'm not saying that Marine bases, like, if you're a Marine, you get happy ending massages. I'm just saying that there's one 15 minutes away. That's why there are 17 barber shops on this road.
Oh.
Because they all go and they get their hair cut.
It's just a little shady to me that what time is it? 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Wow, we got a good parking spot. And there's all these massage parlors open, but all the windows are down. And it's all Thai massage. I don't know. It just is like, is it that in demand? You know what I mean? Like, everyone's dying to get a massage. It's a little weird to me.
I know.
I could be wrong.
And there's never, all the letters are never always lit up. There's always like, I just did that. I just did that horribly.
No, that was a really good part. No, honey, keep coming. You got it. I'm the queen of parallel parking. You didn't do too bad. I don't know. It seems a little sketch. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just like, that's how they set them up. It's just weird that all the windows are down. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird that, and they put the word Thai on there like it's some kind of like Swedish massage.
Well, Thai massage is very, remember we once went and did it in Laguna Beach?
That was fun.
I did not like it.
Why? Because the girls were like
jumping. Well, they were like stretching, like, we're going to go have dinner and then we'll come back and talk about Thai massage. I mean, you know, as I've said before, my love language is words of affirmation. The thing that's kind of tricky, if that's you, if your love language is words of affirmation, but if your significant other is not good at that, like they're not great at expressing themselves or they're not great at putting their admiration or love for you into words, I've discovered an app that has helped so many of my friends who have a partner who struggles in this way, and it's called Paired. I'm going to spell it P-A-I. R-E-D, like, you know, like you're a pair, paired.com. And it's basically a relationship app for couples. You could ask your partner to, like, download the app, and then you play on the app together. And it's super fun, and it's, like, a great way to actually connect on a deeper, more profound level with your significant other, especially if, like, you don't feel like you're connected or you have a difficult time, like, opening up to those kinds of questions. This app actually kind of triggers or prompts those questions, like, it basically gives you a series of questions that you will answer with your partner. I mean, questions like, it might ask you, I'm trying to think of some of them, like, what do you remember about the first time we met? Or what is it you find the sexiest about me? Or what is it you love the most about when we spend our time together? Like, it gives you specific prompts, and there's like couples games you can play on it. Like, how would you describe me? Or like, you can do a game around romantic gestures. Would you rather? But look, it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's not, you guys. I swear. It could help your sex life because remember, it's really difficult to be sexually connected if you're not emotionally connected. So it is a paid app, but you can get a discount when you go to paired.com and you go /Shalene. So it's PAIRED.com/Shalene. When you use that link, you're going to get a 7-day free trial. Plus, you'll get 25% off if you sign up. It's a very affordable subscription anyways. And I really can't think of anything more important to invest in than your relationship. But this is something like super affordable that the two of you can do together. And I think it'll make you feel more connected. So if that's you, I'd love to hear what you think about it. Okay. Again, if you want the discount for your subscription and 7 days free, it's paired.com/Shalene. Okay. So we are at Gemma's in San Clemente. If you come to Orange County, oh, that's a cackle. If you come to Orange County, come to San Clemente and go to a restaurant called Gemma, G-E-M-A. It's unbelievable. It's authentic Mexican, but not like what you think is what?
It's not like, you're not going to get chips and salsa. Uh-huh. You're not going to get, like, there's not like a taco platter or an enchilada platter, but they make their food in like traditional Mexican, like, spices and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It surprised me when they're like, it's traditional Mexican. I'm like, it is? But anyways, amazing. And the reason why I'm continuing to record is because I love our waitress. She's such a sweetheart. Her name is Jen. And I'm going to ask her about the massage parlor situations. But I will say this about with the time when Brett and I went and did Thai massage. It was couples Thai massage. And it was so awkward because they have, like, just put a little towel on you. But then there's, like, two ladies on each one of us. And they're, like, imagine, like, if you're on your stomach and then they're, like, lifting you up into upward dog. Up dog.
I remember that.
But then they're, like, pulling your shoulders back. And you're, like, okay, my breasts are hanging out. Okay.
And I was right next to you. And I know. Like, looked, and, like, you're naked. And I'm sitting there.
And it was
there,
just, like, very awkward. And then they're, like... Then you lay on your back and they're massaging, but then they're like also stretching your leg back towards your face, and I'm like, this hurts. I did not enjoy it at all. Okay, so can I ask both of you a question?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, it's being recorded.
Okay.
When you're driving through San Clemente, there are a lot of massage parlors. What is your guess? Or do you know?
My guess is there may be extra massage parlors.
That's what I'm saying.
Agreed.
Do you have any knowledge? Or is it just a guess?
Not personal, but I did hear a story about the...
Can you share it?
Well, it's not my story.
Oh, man. What if I turn off the recorder?
It was recommended... So the person didn't know,
okay.
And then he went there, and then the person was like, they were having a difficult time communicating, and
okay.
He was just like, no, like, trying to tell the lady, like, he had gotten injured, so he, like, had an injury, so he wanted, like, a specific area on his back, and the lady was like, oh, no, no, like, I don't do that. Like, the lady didn't even know how to massage.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Then...
I'm not a fan of... Have you ever done Thai massage?
No, but I'm a wuss. Like,
no,
I can't.
Have
do,
you ever
like,
done it?
No, but I probably would love it.
You would? Around here, there's so many. I'm like, what is this? Dude, I have found this honey from New Zealand that is insane. I know that sounds crazy, but it comes from this super small little island where all the bees feed off of the certain type of nectar of the Manuka tea tree. And because of that, this honey is loaded with antioxidants and probiotics. I'm like, okay, if I can sweeten my beverage with something that also improves my immune system, why wouldn't I? And let me just tell you, you have not tried honey before. You've never had honey. You think you've had honey. You have never tried honey until you try this stuff, you guys. So I reached out to the company, and guess what? I asked if there was anything they could do to help incentivize you to try this stuff, because I know you've got honey available in your grocery store, but you guys have got to try this stuff. And they said, sure, we'll give you a code. And when people use that code, we will give them a free pack of honey sticks. And these little sticks are great because then you don't have to travel around with a big bottle of honey. You can just take these little sticks and squeeze them straight into your beverage or your food or whatever. And you get yours by going to manukora.com. I'm going to spell it M-A-N-U-K-O-R-A, okay? Manukora, M-A-N-U-K-O-R-A.com. Go to /Shalene and you're going to get $15 worth of these free packs of honey sticks. Okay, one more thing and then I'll change the subject. But the packaging of this brand is so beautiful. It is so exquisite. You feel like you're opening up a jar of caviar. It's like an all black jar. It's just beautiful. So I put together like a package for one of my girlfriends who always does charcuterie boards because I'm like, she always puts honey on it. But like now she's going to elevate that. So I put together a little basket with like a cutting board and this honey. And it was just a very elegant, creative, different kind of gift. It just tastes totally different. You are going to say, Shalene, you're right. I never had tried honey until I tried this. So that was an interesting conversation. about Thai massage. And I did not mean this whole episode to be, it's not going to all be about Thai massage. The other morning, when we were driving together to the gym.
Are we back on a Car Smart?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you flip between Car Smart and Patreon. And see, so you people know, Car Smart, you get filtered.
They know.
Brett.
And it's safe. One, keep, yeah, I keep you safe.
But she switches them.
I know.
So I don't know.
Well, there's certain topics that are not appropriate for the regular show.
I totally get it, but you should totally tell me, like, okay, we're on unfiltered.
We are on Car Smart right now.
Okay,
this is regular podcast stuff. Okay, gotcha. So, for those of you who are on Patreon, you got an episode coming tomorrow. Anyways, the other day we went to work out together.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about how, and so if my kids are listening, tap out right now because it's going to make you puke or something. But we decided to go work out together, and we also each had something to do afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we decided to drive separately.
Sure.
And as we were driving, I was thinking about how kind of, I don't know if you want to say cute or special, kind of like there's something about the way we are right now in this season of our marriage that feels a lot like when you first start dating. Like, even though we were driving separately, we tried to keep, we were driving like right by each other, like not yeah. letting anyone else cut in. And you know what I'm saying? And like, you got ready a few minutes before me. So you like sat in your car and you waited for me to get into my car so we could like drive out together.
I was confused, to be honest with you.
What?
Because we were going to a gym that you usually go to and I don't go to a lot.
Yeah.
And the way you went uh-huh. confused me
oh.
because I didn't know you were going to take the frontage road.
Yeah.
Was it because sometimes the freeway is crowded at that time?
I just like that way.
Oh, you like that way? Because
the freeway, like to get on the freeway.
The freeway would be faster.
By like a minute.
No, by like 5 minutes.
Whatever. I like taking.
I know. I just yeah. didn't. I didn't know. So I was like in the right hand lane. I was like, oh, she's going to take that way.
See,
so
even that is cute that you wanted to like stay with me, and then we got out of the car.
Yeah.
And we, you know, held hands to walk into the gym mm-hmm. like an old cute couple. And then we went our separate ways and worked out our own separate body parts. And it just made me realize that I think part of having a strong marriage is looking for every single moment to spend together. Because even just walking into, like we parked in different parts of the parking lot and then we walked in together and we held hands and whatever for 2 seconds. And then I went to the bathroom and you went to the bathroom and then you waited outside for me, kind of like we're in high school. Uh-huh. You waited outside for me.
I waited outside third period for you.
Yes. And then we walked up the steps together and then we both went our separate ways for our workout. And I don't know. I would hope that anyone listening who has a relationship, like, it's not just that these things happen naturally. You do have to work at them. And we're not always like this. There's been times where we were or have been, even recently, maybe things are going on and it's kind of crazy or whatever, and we just can't get as into each other because you're just distracted by life. But in those moments, like, I just feel so blessed by that, to have the kind of
relationship.
It's not even just a relationship. It's like a feeling. Right? Like, because I think that some couples have a very deep connection and a deep love for each other, but it's not the same kind of like I know what it felt like, and I know you won't be weirded out by this, but like, you know the way you feel like when you're in love for the first time?
Uh-huh.
And it's really not love, but you think it is.
Yeah.
And it feels so like your heart's kind of swelling, and it feels like you're wrapped in a warm hug, and it's yummy.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that way a lot of times with us, like...
Oh, me too. I think, I don't know. It's like the season of our life. I don't know if it's like the empty nest stage. I don't know if there's like, because I've never done it before. So, you know, you have that honeymoon stage.
I think there's a lot of it, honey. I think it's a lot of it.
And you get that empty nest stage.
Yeah.
And we've had it a couple times. We had
maybe
empty nest, and then we had kids come back, and then yeah. we had an empty nest again.
Yeah.
So we kind of keep getting these like empty nest like situations. I'm so looking forward to the rest of this year. Like, I haven't looked forward to a whole year
uh-huh.
in a long time.
I know. Me too.
And I'm like looking forward to like just like And we don't even know what's going to happen yet. We haven't even booked all the stuff.
I know.
But it's just like the fact that...
I think part of what makes it so fun to look forward to is the hard stuff, right? Like it was like...
What the hell, we got rabbits running around.
Everyone has rabbits running around on their streets. Be careful. They're very suicidal.
I know. What's going on with these rabbits at the beach?
They're so cute. But I think it was so hard when Bob was living with us and we couldn't go anywhere. First there was COVID. We couldn't go anywhere. Then there was Bob living with us and we couldn't go anywhere. Then it was like...
Wedding season.
Yeah, and we couldn't go anywhere. I mean, we did. We managed to, but it wasn't like footloose and fancy free. And there was always like some... You know how there's like that exam around the corner? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I remember being when I was in college thinking like, what is it going to be like someday? What is that going to feel like? I remember thinking like, life is going to be so amazing when I don't have to think about a term paper or an essay or an exam. Like, what is life is going to be so great. And it feels like there's been a term paper right around every corner.
Yes.
And right now, it feels like there's no term paper.
There's no assignments. There's no assignments right now.
And so he's been sending me these messages like, I am so excited about doing life with you. And it's just cute. And we're just...
I mean, we didn't go snowboarding last year. And that was my doing because I just didn't know what my situation was with my legs. Because nobody could diagnose it. But now that I know that it's pelvic floor and I know that, like, I'm not going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hurt myself anymore. Uh-huh. Like, I'm excited to go try snowboarding. And it's something that we love. We got a great condo that we're staying at. And we're driving there.
Yeah.
Which is fun and different.
I want... That this is one of the reasons why I am constantly hounding people to create additional streams of income. It is because that's what makes all of this possible. Like, we don't have one. There's, and anyone, I don't know. It just gets me excited. And I love that so many of you are starting to realize, yeah, I only need a couple of extra hours to create an additional, whether it's figuring out investing or starting a little side hustle or whatever. Like, it's all possible because, I mean, that we're able to do this is amazing. It's exciting.
Yes.
You're thinking about it? Narcos. Loving Narcos so much. Aren't you?
I've already watched it.
I know. I just wish that someone else had told me about it beforehand. Because
I'm excited to get you through the three seasons so that we can start Narcos Mexico.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. But Narcos is so good.
Can I just say thank you to you guys too? Because our show sponsors love Chalene Show listeners. They're like, oh my God, you have the best audience. Like, they're so nice. They're so great. Like, from a customer service standpoint, like, they're so active. They're so loyal. And I just really appreciate that you guys really do support the show sponsors. And I'm going to tell you this. This is kind of off the record. We have an agency that helps get us the deals that I want, right? Like, I'm like, I love this particular brand. We reach out to them and they help negotiate those things. They have been bringing us the stupidest shit lately. And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, they're going to pay y'all a lot of money. I'm like, I know, but my audience does not want that. And I'm not going to use it. So no.
It's some stupid shit.
And I'm like, no. So I kind of feel like we should just fire them. And I'll just reach out to the companies that I'm like, my gals would love this and they deserve a discount. And they're very loyal and they like to pull out their credit cards and just do it ourselves. Because I'm sick of saying, I feel like an idiot every time they're like, what about this company? I'm like, no.
Half of them don't even get to you. I know which ones they're like. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
I'm like, no.
Same with Kristen. She's just like, I've told you guys 400 times that we're not sponsoring any company that does this.
I want a company. I want to get Lashify.
Mm-hmm.
Because my girls want to try Lashify. They should do so with
you
a
want
discount.
Viore.
I want Viore. It's a great product. There's a whole long list of companies. I'm like, I love this. I talk about it all the time. People need a discount. Couple makeup companies. There's a few other things. You guys let me know if there's, I'm sure I'm forgetting. If there's things that I talk about and you're like, we like that, Shalene, but like, get us a discount.
Can I just make a, like a plug? I mean, I know we're probably not doing a thing, but.
Sure.
For one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Organifi,
I know.
Guys, I don't even.
This is like, not an ad.
This is not a flipping ad. I take Organifi Immunity.
You literally texted Kristen like, you need to get that FedEx here so that we have some before we leave for yes. Utah.
I take Immunity every single day. Now, I'm not telling you that you're never going to get sick.
I know.
And I'm going to knock on wood right now. Uh-huh. But I feel great every day. I've maybe got, in the last 3 years, like...
Now they have the new pills that are supposed to be more even more intense.
Their products, guys, and we know the owner, he does not skimp. He will only put the highest quality.
I have to say the same thing is true of the sleepy gummies.
Sleepy gummies too. But when I'm talking
like
about
like we
this.
Freak out when we're, like when we're running low, you're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, Sierra took our last bottle.
There are two biggest sponsors too.
And that makes sense because we're very passionate about.
Yeah, I mean.
Now it sounds like an ad, so we have to stop because okay. I don't want this to sound like too much like an ad.
It's just so, it's good for you.
Anyways, my point is I was trying to thank you guys. Because it really does. It not only does it help the show, but like that makes me so happy and so proud that we are this community. It means a lot. I got a bunch of messages this week on DMs about ADHD for some reason. You can pull in. We're good. For some reason, I don't know if I
thank
talked
you
about
for
it.
Parking properly. You went a
I
little,
always park you went a little properly. Close.
No, that's aggressive. That's too much. But a lot of times you're like seven more, eight to... more inches over, and it's really hard to get in this spot.
That's right. One thing I will say about the beach. Parking is a pain in the butt. There's just no parking down here. Like, I know, cry for me, Argentina, but...
Our garage is empty.
It's pretty good. Like, it's never looked so good. It's never looked so empty.
Yeah.
Anyways, about ADHD, I've got a ton of messages this week. I don't know why. It must have been something I talked about. Asking, do you really need a diagnosis if you're pretty sure you have it or your kid has it? And my answer is yes. And here's why I'm saying that. It's like anything. Once you know, like it changes the game. Whether it's, I think I have fill in the blank disorder, disease, illness, whatever it is. Like, once you know, you're like, oh, okay. Well, now I know how to treat it. And the same is true for ADHD, and especially so for children. I personally think if you have a kid who you think has ADHD, I think it'll boost their confidence. It just answers the question, like, as a kid, you're like, am I stupid? Am I an idiot? Why doesn't my brain work like everybody else's? And then once you have a diagnosis, I imagine it's almost like dyslexia or any other condition where you're like, well, now this makes sense. I just remember when I got my diagnosis, I felt like my whole entire life kind of finally made sense. It was like, see, I'm not stupid. My brain just it focuses on different things. That's all. And once you have a diagnosis, you're like, okay, now I can research strategies and I no longer have to wonder, and you can get proper treatment. You potentially medication if it's the right thing for you. So many things. And I think especially for kids, they would have more access to maybe additional time on tests. And I think with a diagnosis, then parents might take it more seriously versus thinking that, oh, this is a kid who needs more discipline or just, you know, isn't as whatever, then maybe parents will do a little bit more research and consider ways that they can help their child instead of further stigmatizing them. So I don't know. That's my two cents on that. I mean, I could go on and on about it, but I just know I've got nieces and nephews who obviously... It's genetic, a lot of it. And to think that, I don't know, I just love them so much. And I almost want them to know, like, it's such a gift to recognize that you're different in some ways, and that there, it, with that is going to come a lot of really good things too, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, whether you're hearing impaired or sight impaired, despite the challenges, it's going to bring you gifts as well. Or autism on the spectrum. Like, there are so many gifts with, and I think we're kind of like at a place in our society where we're starting to recognize like different is good. So anyways, with that, looking forward to chatting with you on Patreon, and just want to thank those of you who showed up for my Zoom training today. It was super fun to see so many people like saying Pod Squad. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I love it. Anyways, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple Podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. Very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. If you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.